Shana Tova Tikatevu Betechatemu. Happy New Year. May you be inscribed and sealed in the Book of Life. This meditation this morning is designed for you to prepare you for this holiest of days, Yom Kippur. I want to encourage you to bring awareness to your body this morning, not to correct anything, but simply to notice. As you become aware, perhaps you'll make adjustments to your body, to your posture as needed, but this is about your comfort and preparation for this day. Are your feet firmly planted on the floor? Are you sitting or standing? Are you slouched or up tall? Are your shoulders tense and by your ears or relaxed? Are you taking hurried breaths or deep breaths? Are your eyes open? What is it that you see? Ayeka, where are you? The very question that God asks Adam, I ask of you now. Where are you? What do you notice around you? If and when you feel comfortable, I'll invite you to begin taking nice, deep, relaxing breaths. I invite you to close your eyes, if you are comfortable doing so, and simply take in this next moment, this minute of time. The psalmist says in the very last of the 150 psalms, Kol haneshama tehalelia, let all that breathes praise God. But this morning I want to offer a slightly different intention based on this verse. Let every breath be a praise of God, of the mystery of the universe, of that which is beyond our understanding. On this day of atonement and judgment, I invite you to take a few deep breaths with gratitude for each one. Let gratitude and this music wash over you. We are loved with a great love, Ahava Rabba Ahavtanu. Today is a day for pouring forth all that which is in our hearts. It is natural to prepare by thinking about all we've done, of all the relationships in need of repair, in all the ways we can be better. I promise we will have plenty of time for that in services later today. For now, I invite you just to notice what is on your mind, what is being generated from within you that you need to address today. Who and what comes to mind in this moment? Try your best not to react, not to do anything about it, but simply notice. I hope just noticing brings you a bit of peace, a bit of shalom. Se shalom bimromav. Today we ask forgiveness from others. Today we ask forgiveness from the Almighty One. Don't forget to also ask forgiveness from yourself. We are all trying our best. We are all fighting battles. How will we forgive ourselves today? How will we strive to do better and still make a space of compassion and understanding for when we miss the mark? It can all start with a deep breath. It can all start with making space for ourselves. Space in our calendars and a physical space to which we can retreat and recharge. Our God, the Eternal One, the God of Israel, you are known by many names, one of which is Hamakom, literally, the place. May the place where you are this morning in your mind give you strength. May it bring you comfort. May it allow you to go forth and make this holiest of days meaningful. When you are ready, I'll invite you to slowly open your eyes if they are not already. I invite you to look around, to take it all in. This is where you are in this moment. This is where you are on this Yom Kippur. May we always find the good in this place. May the Almighty bring you comfort as we move forward into this day of prayer, atonement, and healing. Gemar Chatima Tovah.